Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The name we want to drop right now, though, is Nate. Who is he? What is he all about? And is he going to hit us? Who is this Nate fellow, Paul Delgado?
I just want to be over this. Just go away. Just done with it. Not you. And I'm saying you go away. Just you guys are fine. You can hang around as long as you want.
Thank you. What the hell is going on in the Gulf right now?
Well, you know, the thing is, I talked about this on the air for, this has been going on like 10 days, where you just looked at these long-range stuff. Something's going to get going in the Caribbean. Something's going to happen. I can kind of see it, low pressure, and finally, you know, last night it became obvious that something was developing, and now it seems reasonable that we're going to have Nate in the Gulf of Mexico this weekend. And, you know, once these storms get in the Gulf, they're a lot different than storms in the Atlantic, and they're even different than Irma that, you know, came up the spine of the state. Once they get in the Gulf, you know, they're kind of stuck and they have to get over land to get out. And now I just have to sit here and hope we don't have some big right-hand turn that brings a hurricane, you know, along our west coast. That's the main worry I have right now.
What kind of atmospheric conditions would force a turn to the right like that? Do you know, like, what could get it to kind of jog our way?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what's happening now, and it's ridiculous. You know, you've heard so much about the models the past, you know, everyone knows what the GFS model is, the European model. It's all about there's going to be an area of high pressure over us. The GFS says the high is going to be strong and moves the system way, way out to Louisiana. And then the European says, high not strong, and kind of turns it northeast and heads it basically up kind of towards Apalachicola, Panama City. None of the models do a big right-hand turn and bring it into our west coast. The problem is, you remember last year we had Hermine that went up to the panhandle and kind of gave us a day of squalls. We had some flooding. We had some power outages. So that's kind of what is in the back of my head right now. But, you know, I'll have to wait a day or two to get into specifics.
I got you. We have Paul Delgado, chief meteorologist from Fox 13 on right now. John, any weather-related stuff you'd like to chat? You are a practicing amateur meteorologist.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul, what is your concern? I would have to venture to say that right now the Gulf is probably pretty close to being at its highest temperature that it'll reach during the season. What is the potential for some of this massive intensification that we saw, you know, in the last couple storms, like Maria going up to a Cat 5?
It could happen. It's a great question. It could happen. The European run is much stronger this afternoon, and, you know, you've heard us say this many times. I think the track forecasting we do is really good. The intensity forecasting, you know, if you look back 10, 20 years, really has not improved at all, which is tough to believe, but it really hasn't. So when we start talking, it could be a Cat 2, it could be a Cat 3, a lot of times it's a Cat 4 or Cat 5. So there is that potential, I think, of the storm becoming a significant storm in the Gulf. And then, you know, this is the ones that get us nervous. It's the ones that kind of curve up from the Caribbean, kind of move in that channel between Cuba and the Yucatan, and then kind of start moving north-northeast. Those are the ones that we have to watch, because it can always do a Charlie right-hand turn. It can always do a Wilma right-hand turn. You just don't want to see that turn move it into our west coast. Then we got some really big problems.
You got a follow-up question, John?
Yeah, I do. Let's just say hypothetically this thing goes to the more northeasterly track and it's coming on land stronger than maybe even we think in the panhandle. They call that right north side, from what I understand, like the dirty side.
Yeah,
if it stayed on that track, could we be in for like a worst case scenario if we're just getting side?
I think for us to have the worst case scenario for us is the eye or the center, you know, making landfall along our west coast. You know, for Tampa Bay, it would be, you know, if it made landfall in Pasco or Hernando or Citrus. Again, we're not saying this is going to happen, but that would be the worst-case scenario. A storm making landfall, say, you know, in Apalachicola or up in the Big Bend is no party for us, but it's not at the level of literally an eye wall coming on shore from the Gulf. So something that heads up to the panhandle, squalls, you know, some flooding, not great, but a lot better than, you know, something moving on shore along our west coast.
You know, John, you do such a great job asking. I think you should ask to sit on the floor when Paul does those discussions on Facebook Live with Tyler and Lindsay. John could just sit there cross-legged with an apple juice box and just gaze up at you adoringly.
That'd be a dream come true. I'm not even joking.
He could bring maybe some beverages and, ooh, you know, kind of hand them out a little bit.
Yeah.
You mean you'd be whatever, a weather intern for a day, and you could learn from the best. Paul,
I'd be honored.
You're only good. All right.
There's you probably wonder about the timing looks to be kind of Sunday night, Monday-ish for us. So tomorrow is just fine. Friday is fine. Yeah, another concern we have, and I just did a Facebook Live, is there's so much debris kind of sitting around. Everyone has debris in their front yard. That's going to be a problem if we get some gusty winds here Sunday and Monday. So I'm not sure how the city or anyone's going to handle that, but I don't think it's a good idea to have a lot of standing debris in a situation where you could have some gusty winds Sunday and Monday.
Yep,
so
burn it.
Well, you heard that same Pete. Pick up the debris. Pick up the debris already.
Let's get Hillsborough and
it's going to be so dry right now. Burn put on quite the show.
Yeah. S'mores.
it would indeed. We were speaking with Chief Meteorologist Paul Delegato from Fox 13 about the possibility of Nate coming ashore this weekend.
Paul, like everybody else, I was locked in for Irma coverage, and I know did you guys work 12 hours straight? Is that the shifts that you guys were on for that?
Yeah, 12. Yeah, it's 12 on, 12 off. We're not at that level yet, but that's what we do when we're in a situation where we're covering this stuff. We just, you know, you work 3 to 3 or whatever it is, 2 to 2, and you kind of hang out and go right back at it.
Were you taking naps in your office? Because I imagine that people are drawing straws and go, man, we got to go wake Paul up, get the coffee ready, and then tell him he's got to go on in 10 minutes.
That week was crazy because even when I wasn't here, it was a case where you wanted to wake up because, you know, that the European model comes in at 2:30 to 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm. So I get home at 12:15, 12:30 in the morning. So by the time you just kind of wind down, it's already basically 1 o'clock, 1:30. So before you know it, you're up till 3 in the morning. And then you're running that shift 6-7 days in a row. And I tell you, the fatigue factor was pretty significant by that weekend.
No doubt about it, man. And, you know, we in the media, we take beatings because we, you know, they think we have some cushy, high-paying job. And for the most part, I mean, like 90% of the year we do. But in instances like that, you know, and not that I'm on your level, but I'll come in on a Sunday and I'll come in early at 10 a.m. on the day after a storm because, like you, I feel the obligation to let people know, hey, you're okay, but here's where we have some areas of concern. Here's where there's gas. Here's where you can find some water, etc. I think maybe, Paul, we're in a situation now where we're almost in a false sense of security. We just dodged a huge bullet, and I think it's very important for people out there to watch you these next few days and to listen to us as we hopefully continue to talk to you, because this thing could do something that could affect us.
Well, right. And, you know, I'm sitting here in my desk right now, and I'm looking at just some of the new modeling. And we've got a hurricane on 200-300 miles due west of Tampa Bay, which is okay for us. But if that track shifts 100 miles east or 200 miles east, then we've got some problems. So it's another case where you don't want to overhype, you don't want to overwarn, but you just really got to pay attention the next couple of days. If the storm ends up going up to Apalachicola or Panama City, not good for them at all. I mean, not good at all. But for us, for your listening area, certainly much better than something taking a right-hand turn and moving our way.
What was it like for you post-Irma as you would go to various restaurants and watering holes around the Tampa Bay area? Were people buying you rounds of shots because you were a voice of reason?
I will say this. It was some sense of satisfaction that you knew that people were paying attention.
Right.
And, you know, but I did get a lot of accolades, but it's just kind of what I was doing. So it wasn't as though I was covering this for a week saying, wow, I'm doing a good job. It's just doing your stuff. You just kind of do it. And then it wasn't perfect. You just hope. And there was a couple of things I know I look back on. I think I should have maybe downplayed the storm surge a little bit. But I think all these storms for me are kind of learning experiences, and you kind of move on to the next one and hope you do well with the next one.
Well, I personally think you were absolutely fantastic during Irma, and I know that you're going to keep us informed during Nate as well. We're all going to keep our fingers crossed as this thing stays far away.
But right now,
let's keep it warm.
What is it right now, Paul?
It is way the heck down. It's actually close to Costa Rica, way down there in the Caribbean, and it's not even a named storm. It's a depression. The problem is there's no place else for it to go, except the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, it's not like it's going to do some wacky escape route and go across, you know, Honduras.
Feats don't fail me now.
There's no place for it to go.
Right. That's a good point.
It's going to be there's going to be a hurricane in the Gulf. I can say that with probably 90% certainty.
Oh, man. Well, that's the quote that everyone should walk away from this interview with. There's going to be a hurricane in the Gulf because, Jesus.
Paul, do you expect to see it named by 5 o'clock?
It's close. I just was looking at recon data, and I saw a couple of 40, 45-mile-an-hour winds, so it would not be a shock. I mean, you know, going from a depression to a tropical storm doesn't take much. So it wouldn't surprise me at 5 o'clock. We'll know in the next 20, 25 minutes, but probably either at 11 o'clock tonight or 5 a.m. tomorrow, it will be Nate.
All right. Well, then, if it's all right with you, we'll check in with you tomorrow as well. And
you know where to find me.
I certainly do, my friend. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you very much.
Good talking to you guys.
Right back at you, sir. Thank you. You heard it. We're going to have a hurricane in the Gulf. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
Good.
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I was just very excited to finally get a hold of you guys because I've been trying for several weeks because I listen to you guys all the time now since I moved over to St. Pete.
Thank you, darling.
Because I have a two-year-old daughter, and her and I live on a sailboat, and she's special needs, and she goes to Children's Hospital over here. So when I heard y'all talking about that heart thing y'all did, is my daughter has two holes in her heart, and it's been very exciting to hear you guys when y'all did the donation or the walk for it. It made me so happy. It made me cry.
Oh.
Because my 2-year-old daughter is really, really sick. I adopted her at birth. I'm 55 years old, so it made me good.
Well, good. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we do a lot of work with Apple a Day to get kids with cancer some iPads while they're going through chemo. We do a lot of charity. Did you say we did a heart walk?
Yes, when you did the it was for Apple.
Apple a Day?
Yeah, the Apple a Day.
All right.
That's when I first heard you guys.
Thank you.
And it made me really, really happy to hear that.
Just let her believe it.
And it felt great. It felt heart touching.
Listen how happy she is. She's happy.
But
she's
so
happy.
She thinks we're doing
heart
walks. She's happy.
We are doing heart walks.
We haven't done.
As far as she knows, we're doing heart walks.
You got to let her know.
We got to
you have to tell the truth.
No, we have to let her believe that we are charitable people who do.
What? Tina?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Tina, we do a lot of charity work, but we don't remember doing a Seth doesn't remember us doing a heart walk.
It was an apple a day.
Yeah, we did that.
That's what I was talking about. That was the first time I heard it.
Yeah, she didn't mean walk. She just said heart walk. Yeah. She meant apple a day.
Okay.
There's no heart walk.
I did apple a day.
Okay, good. Did you say, sorry, now that we've cleared that up, let me walk back to the fact that you live on a sailboat?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. Just you and your daughter?
Yes.
That's fascinating to me.
How's the Wi-Fi?
It's great. I love it.
Oh,
it's like 6 blocks from the Children's Hospital, so I get to walk to the hospital with the baby. And
You're like rocking every night, all night, right?
Oh, it's great. I love rocking because my dad was a captain on the tugboat, and that's how I got to sleep.
Well, okay. What's on the boat? You have rooms, bathrooms. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, on the sailboat, there's a bedroom for the baby, and then there's a bedroom for me, and there's
How much use is that bedroom of yours getting? If you don't mind me asking, do you have a little sign on the outside that says if this bedroom's a knocking, don't come a knocking?
No, I don't have that like that.
Do you have is there enough accommodation for a gentleman visitor? Because I happen to be quite the nautical enthusiast myself, and I would love to come show you my dinghy.
Your dinghy? Well, I don't have a dinghy on my boat.
You don't want a dinghy on your boat? Oh, all right.
No, I don't have a dinghy on my sailboat.
No dinghy on your sailboat.
Tina, what did you do during Irma? Did you ride it out on your boat?
No. I got in the vehicle and drove even further south into it, I guess.
Drove
into a little town called Sebring.
Oh, geez.
Sebring?
They got it like the worst there.
Yeah, that was Sebring.
Yeah, bad move. Yeah, in Hallands County. Yeah, they got pretty bad over there. I have a daughter over there.
Right. She's got a daughter in Sebring.
Oh, are you on the sailboat right now?
Yeah, she's on the sailboat right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Wait, you ever take the sailboat out? You go for a little spin around the bay? What do you do?
Sure.
Yeah, of course I do. Uh-huh.
You ever batten down the missing mast?
Well, I got to get, it destroyed my engine, so I need a new engine, so I can't take it out anymore, so I get an engine for it.
Sailboat with an engine.
Right now, I can't do that.
Yeah, they have.
All right.
Does Uber Eats deliver out to your boat?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I ordered Uber Eats.
Bite Squad?
Do you get Chinese?
Okay. I'm Bite Squad.
I've never ordered any food. I mean, I fix my own food and the baby's food. Because she has to have special food.
How's the poop deck looking on that sailboat? You swabbing the poop deck often?
What?
The poop deck.
No, I don't have to do that. There's someone that comes through that empty the bathroom for me.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I don't think that's the same thing. I think there's something called the poop deck on the boat. They used to say, batten down the mizzenmast and swab the poop deck.
Like if the birds or something lands on it. No, I have a rubber snake delay.
Oh, hold on, we have somebody who wants to talk to you. Hold on one second.
Hey, let me talk to this guy. We're talking on the same kind of phone here. It's me, bad phone connection here to Dice Clay. How you doing there, honey?
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing here? You got a little daughter out there on your sailboat, huh? We're both calling for the same kind of phone here, right?
I can't understand you.
Yeah, I can't understand you real good. So, I was thinking, if you need help swabbing your poop deck, honey, or you need me to bring my dinghy over there. Oh, I can do that for you. It's me, Van Phone Connection, Andrew Dice Clay. How you doing, honey? I want to lick you where you pee.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you right like now, that, don't you? Yeah, when's the last time you had a man over to that sailboat, huh?
No.
I'll give you a little guy.
No, man, just me and a baby girl.
All right, how often are you taking care of your own needs when you're on that boat? You know, your little private time in your own cabin?
Well, I love it because I'm in
the I'm on the boat. It's so great. We're telling you, nobody can understand a goddamn word that either one of us is saying. This is freaking great radio, right?
Sorry. I can't understand him.
No, I can't understand you either, honey. All right. Well, listen, we're playing each other.
That's okay. I'm Krill. So.
All right. I'm shrill, too. I got to tell you. Take it later, all right? See you later.
All right.
See you later.
Couldn't understand a word, right?
She's a doll.
Real delight.
Mm. She was in good spirits.
How do you live on a boat?
I don't know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.